Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 71st Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined today by Jukka Pekka Valkeapa, who is the director of They Have Escaped, and here with us is the actor as well, Teppo Manner. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Right, so let's start off. I think if you'd like to tell us a little bit about the story, first of all, for listeners who haven't seen the film.
It's a story about these two kids on the brink of an adulthood. The girl is in a halfway home, and the boy is coming to the halfway home to serve his civil service there. And they escape from the halfway home and embark on this journey that will go into a very dark place.
There's a lot of darkness in the film. And I even would use the word, in some points, it gets very nightmarish.
Yes, it has several levels of reality in the film. What I wanted to make was a film that would reflect the experience of the main characters, and to make an expressionistic film, yeah, where it wouldn't be such an important question of what is real and what is not, but to have a truthful emotional narrative in it, and that was my goal.
We have the actor here as well. I'd like to know, how did you come to know of the project? How did you get involved?
JP asked me because he saw my last movie, and I think that was it was nice. He was silent, he was introvert, I'm not that kind of woman who talks a lot, so it's just being next to the camera, or in front of the camera.
Yeah. Getting back to the film, actually, this is the main structure of the film is a getaway romance, which then falls into darkness. What was the influence for you to develop such a story?
I wanted to make a story where the main characters would be the sort of the situation where they are in is that there is a growing number of young people in Finland who are the age group of 18 to 25 who are unemployed and don't have any schooling after the middle school. Their sights for the future don't look very bright, and it's a growing number. It's a problem all over Europe, and I think it's a ticking bomb. The sort of neoliberal stage where we are living now, it's sort of many young people have it really tough, and it's very hard to see for them a bright future. But how I wanted to make the film was to sort of start the film by making it to loan this sort of formula of typical teenage coming of age formula there, the situations, to have the audience in a safe place in the beginning, so they've seen the situations tens and hundreds of times, so they know what to expect. But there are of course hints that the fly goes into the eye, and there's something else ahead, and that was sort of a good start for the film, because I mean the end, their aim is this treasure, and in the reality of these typical coming of age youth films, that would have been it's money that they are after, this sort of imaginative story about money treasure, and in these kind of films that would of course be a possible outcome for the trip, for them to reach the treasure. But when they embark on the journey finally, and when go after the treasure, the realism starts to seep in to the story, and they experience the hostility of the real world towards them and their silly dreams and so on.
Like a fairy tale gone wrong.
Yeah, it's a fairy tale gone wrong, but of course in this film we go back to the fairy tale. Sort of the realistic ending, one would say, is in the middle of the film, but we go back into the fairy tale for the end of the film.
Like you said there, I feel that you were trying to defy conventional films, that especially coming-of-age films with this film. And I wanted to actually talk about the chemistry between the lead actors. Obviously, we have Teppo here. But I want to hear from both of you. How did you work on getting that chemistry?
I mean, we had test shoot with the two of them, and it's a thing that is either there or isn't. Exactly. So it's that was the main reason. I mean, I shot both of them separately, so they are untrained actors, amateurs with little background in acting. Teppo had one film, and Rosa plays the female lead, had some youth theater work, this amateur theater before her. But it's something that comes, it just, I don't know really how to explain it, just comes naturally for...
It has to be there.
It has to be there.
We were quite a lot together, so the trust came up in our bonds. And for me and Rosa, it was different city. We weren't living in normally. So in the free time, we were hanging out quite much, so it was easy.
Let's talk about the visuals, which we've already kind of mentioned before, but there's also quite a particular attention given to sound.
I think to make the kind of structure or narrative work that is in this film that changes a lot, there has to be something in the narrative, some level that would sort of forewarn or tell a little bit about what's coming or what's underneath the surface. And the sound is it's a wonderful way to work or effect on the audience, and that is one role for the sound in this film. And also the sound, it has the same sort of expressionistic quality as the also the visual narrative.
Right. Yeah. So to wrap it up, I'd like to know, because I really enjoyed this film, what your future plans are.
I think next up, I have some ideas what I'm going to make, but nothing sort of definite. But I think it's interesting to work on something that I haven't done before, something even scary in being something new. So hopefully something like
bring
that.
Bring it on.
Wouldn't repeat myself too much.
Yes, yeah. And what about you, Teppo? Is there anything, any kind of particular character that you'd like to play in the future?
Whoa, any. I would like to do some movie jobs, not to be one of the dropout, unemployed Finnish young guys. So,
is it hard for an actor in Finland to get work, like to find the right projects?
It's hard to find any projects, really? I think, or at least I don't know the ways how to search them.
Yeah.
I think after this film, Teppo will have it easier. But I think he's a wonderful actor, and it was really an easy gig for me to work with him because he has a natural gift for it. But I mean, his backgrounds are not in the acting, and he's playing on his instincts, and they are great. And I don't know. I mean, I really hope he gets new work, and I'd love to work with him in the future if we find a
What's your background?
My background. I'm a plumber.
Well, Bob Hoskins was a window cleaner, so enough said. I wanted to get to that. Thanks very much for talking with us today. It was a real pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.